Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. We are headed out to Indianapolis, the site of Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Rohan Nadkarni, he's a sports reporter for NBC News. You can read his work at NBCNews.com. He's a South Florida guy. I'm sure he wants to partake in some of the Dolphins chatter from the previous segment. But before we get there, I do want to talk about the NBA Finals. Rohan, what letter grade do you give the finals thus far? The first two games, what letter grade would you give the finals?
I think you got to go with a solid B+, A- right now. I mean, the first game was a classic. You can't ask for a much better game than I think what you got in game one of the NBA Finals, ending on a buzzer beater, ending on a wild comeback. I think game two, obviously you wish it were a little bit closer in the fourth quarter. That's kind of the way the Thunder have been playing for a lot of the NBA playoffs so far, as they get a 15-point lead and just don't let anyone get any closer than that. But in terms of what you're seeing on the court, listen, I get it. There's this small market stuff, and we all know that the ratings are not probably what the NBA wants it to be. But if this is what people say they want when they watch basketball, which is teams with unique styles, they don't play the same way. This is not two teams trading 63-pointers on every offensive possession. I think you're seeing two teams with unique styles, with unique players. So to me, it's in that B+, A- range, and hopefully we get another great one tonight.
And, Ro, I honestly, before we even started it, I said it's going to be a sweep or a gentleman sweep. And obviously the Pacers got game one, but I think game two was kind of what I planned on seeing. I just think OKC is flat out better than the Pacers. Do you expect this to go six or seven? Because I don't.
I can't say I expect it to, Channing. I mean, I picked the Thunder in five for NBC. I mean, they have been just a juggernaut all year. And I think part of it is because people don't pay attention to the regular season like they used to. I think part of it's a young team. They're doing it differently than I think the way people expect. But this is on par with any of the great teams we've seen the last 15 years. And I'm talking, the 2015 Warriors, pick a great team. I think this Thunder squad is right up there. They're super talented. They're super deep. The Pacers are going from playing the Knicks, who had multiple guys basically on the court at any given time you could attack defensively, to a Thunder team where they're bringing their best defender, in my opinion, Alex Crusoe, off the bench. They're not even starting one of the best defenders in the NBA. Like, they're a great team. I asked TJ McConnell on the Pacers the other day. I was like, you guys know, like, I basically was like, it's not really sustainable the way you guys are winning these comebacks, right? And he's like, it's definitely not the plan to go down by 15 every time. So I think the Pacers got to find a way to stay closer than they have been in some of these comebacks, because that's not a real strategy for them. This is a different Thunder team.
You're in Indiana right now. What's the vibe there right now? Because I would imagine Pacers fans are thrilled, and they have to be telling themselves what I think anybody would be, which is what, you know, I think of the Heat in 2023. They steal game two. Gabe Vincent, Max Strus have these unbelievable shooting performances, and the Heat win game two in Denver. I know you were covering the series back then, and I think you joined me for the pregame show when the series shifts back to game three. And I know what Heat fans are telling themselves, which is, hey, nobody thought we could do this against Boston. Hey, nobody thought we could do this against Milwaukee. And here they are. It's possible. And none of us seem to think like it's very possible outside of the people of Indiana.
For sure. And I will say the pride that you see around Indianapolis right now is it's awesome. It's really cool. This is a state where basketball is especially meaningful. And you can kind of feel that in the community. You see it everywhere you go, the slogan that they have. In 49 states, it's basketball, but this is Indiana. Like, you see it on the signs outside the bars. They say it in the arena before the games. Like, it's definitely very special. To your point, Solana, I will say, if any team's given the fans hope that they can pull off a miracle, it's the Pacers. You know, we were looking through their win probability at NBC. They had something like a 1 in 75 million chance of winning those four games that they've come back from in each round. Like, what they've done in these comebacks is really, really, you literally have a better chance of getting struck by lightning walking outside in Florida than you have of watching those comebacks that they've had. So it's a really special team. What I would say, and, you know, this is a basketball knowledgeable crowd here in Indiana. Look, you don't have to win the same way every night. You know what I mean? They won a game. They stole it. They literally stole it. They know it. They don't have to win that same way to win another game in this series. So I'm with you. I think they know it's a tall task, but how could they not have hoped seeing what this team has done the playoffs so far?
But Ro, be honest. Like, SGA is going to go drop 35 plus, and then Halliburton will have 14, and Obi Toppin might have 9. And, like, they just can't – does Halliburton have to go crazy? Somebody has to go crazy to keep up with SGA.
You know, it's funny. I was just talking to a Pacers fan today who's like, why can't SGA have just one off game? And it's like, you think about it, like, you'll see Jokic have an off game. We've seen LeBron James have an off game in the finals. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been a machine in the playoffs. It's like, it's 30 points every single night now. You can pencil it in. I do agree that Halliburton needs to be a lot more aggressive. I think he would agree he needs to be a lot more aggressive. He's a unique player. I mean, he didn't average 20 points a game in the regular season. That's not been what he does best. What he does best is get into the paint and create for his teammates. To me, Channing, the number you need to keep an eye on with Halliburton in this series is not just points. It's the assist to turnover ratio. He had 10 turnovers the entire Knicks series. He already has 8 in this one. And the assists are down. He was I believe, over 10 assists a game or close to it in the regular season. The assists are way down. So to me, the issue is not even that he's not scoring. He's not creating for his teammates. That's what the Pacers need from him tonight. He's got to get 2 feet in the paint and either create for himself at the rim or for his teammates.
You see, NBC's got money, Crowder. Rohan's in a bomb boy. That's what it looks like up there in Indiana.
I know that picture.
This is a courtyard, okay? It's a courtyard.
Do they have a waffle machine? That's the real question. Do they have a waffle machine downstairs?
I don't think they got the waffle machine here. I haven't checked. Oh, I'm not big on the hotel breakfast. I am using the NBC money out and about Indiana, though. I'll just
you
say
don't
that.
Go. You don't go free breakfast at the hotel. Like, even if you don't like it, it's free. You gotta take advantage.
You know, I don't think you're wrong. I something about my wiring. It's like it's too early for me to be eating waffles and stuff. Every hotel breakfast has got the worst hours of it. It's like 6 to 9. And I'm like, no, I'm not playing your game, courtyard.
Rohan Nadkarni again, reporter for NBC News. And he is a South Florida guy. Before I know you want to get your Dolphin stuff off. That's the agreement. Rohan agrees to come on to pretend like he likes talking with me, but really he wants to talk Dolphins.
Listen to this take that the old boy has over here.
Hold on. We got the Shamsrani report that the Miami Heat are having conversations with the Suns about a Durant trade. No surprise, but now it's like quote unquote official that is happening. Does Durant Bam and Hero, assuming that the Miami Heat would be able to land Kevin Durant. I know it's not probable. Does that do anything for you? Because I could make the argument, it's what I was telling Crowder. I mean, Indiana's not a great team. They're a good team, and they probably benefited from the fact that the East is just wide open. So I think that's the argument to go get Kevin Durant. Like, maybe it's not the best trio or Ross or whatever, but man, like, look at Indiana. The East is open.
I completely, completely agree with you, Solana. And look, there are a lot of factors in play here. One is obviously what you would give up in a Kevin Durant trade. Two is kind of what kind of extension is Kevin Durant hoping to sign? How many more years does he want to play? Obviously, as we know, the Heat are very particular when it comes to their extensions with aging stars who miss time in the regular season. Having said all that, to your point, listen, the Boston Celtics, I think, are going to look way different next year. And that team was a boogeyman. It was looking like they could pull off a 3-4 year run here with the talent they have between Tatum and Brown. Now, you see already this season, they ran into some issues with, especially in their front court. Now you have Tatum out. But to your point, like, Indiana is playing great. Halliburton's obviously, I think, been an outstanding player. Whether you think he's top 10, top 15, doesn't matter. We've seen what Bam Adebayo can do in a playoff series. He's a playoff riser. He's a big game player, even if it's frustrating to people that he's not always the best scorer. Kevin Durant's numbers post-Achilles have been right there. In terms of what he was doing before, he's still a great scorer, still a very efficient player. If you're looking at a team where you still had Wiggins as well, and you have Wiggins, Hero, Durant, and Bam, you roll the ball out with that in the Eastern Conference. Eric Spoelstra is your coach. I think that would be a potentially really, really, really good team. And you just got to get the matchups to break the right way in the playoffs. Like, the Eastern Conference, and I don't want to talk about this in a way that's going to disrespect what the Pacers have done, because this has been a fun run and the fans here should celebrate that. But to your point, it is wide open, and I think the Heat should be aggressive in pursuing him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And Ro, just please, please handle this debate we've had all day today. I threw out there, if KD wants to come and the Suns want Tyler Hero, I'm down with it. Let him have Tyler. We'll have KD, Bam, and we'll figure out the rest of the roster. Solana said, we can have what is it, Solana? We can have Tyler for 12 years and only KD for 3 years. I take KD for 3 years over Tyler for 10.
It's not that Tyler's better than Kevin Durant. I just don't think it makes sense to move on from somebody who's 25 years old and was an all-star for somebody you're going to have to pay $120 million and is 38 years old coming off an Achilles tear. I mean,
listen, this is not just because of that world-famous interception heard around the world that Channing had on Tom Brady, but I'm going to have to side with my guy Channing Crowder here, because the Heat's issue with Tyler Hero is, what do you do when he wants a max extension? Are you going to pay Tyler Hero $50 million a year for the next 5 or 6 years, maybe $60 million a year at some point if he wants that max extension? Or do you go get Kevin Durant and maybe reset this team in a year or two, and you still have Bam. You know, Bam Adebayo, this next year is the last year, I believe, he's going to be on a relatively, frankly, affordable contract. He also has a max extension that he signed already. He's going to become a lot more expensive. I do think there's a world in which they have Hero, KD, and Bam for 1 year, but the situation looming over the Heat right now is, what do you do with Tyler Hero's next contract with that next extension? Because I think paying him a true max extension could potentially be really crippling for the Miami Heat. And again, I don't want to disrespect Tyler, who put in the work this last summer amid a lot of different things to earn that all-star status. And he was voted in by the coaches. That's a real honor. But to me, maxing Tyler Hero would be a really tricky situation for the Miami Heat, to put it charitably.
All right, this is the part of the show where Rohan Nadkarni talks Dolphins with Channing Crowder. Again, this is the agreement. And look, here's what we've been talking about. Culture change, because Tua's adamant about it. Rohan, Mike McDaniel doubled down. Bradley Chubb said, well, we were talking about it last couple of years, but we were faking it. This year, it's serious. That's the gist of our Dolphins talk today. Mm-hmm.
Here's where I am with the Dolphins currently. Look, there's no secret, it was an underwhelming offseason. You look at the roster, and they just still got so many holes on the team. Like, what is the secondary right now? Is it just like, hey, we're going to roll out Cam Smith and Storm Duck and see what happens? That kind of feels like the plan. So I don't know what's going on. Listen, I remember when we signed Ndamukong Suh and the run defense still sucked. Okay, like, so I'm glad that they're not throwing out these big money contracts either. Here's where I'm at with the Dolphins, though, is, you know what? Maybe the culture has changed, but enough talk, okay? Prove it to me on Sundays. You want to prove to me the culture has changed? Please don't get smacked by the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football, okay? You want to prove to me the culture has changed? Go win a road game against an AFC rival, all right? I want to believe the culture has changed. I want to believe Tua. I want to believe Mike McDaniel. I really like Mike McDaniel. I'd love if he was the coach here for a really long time, but it's no secret, he's got to do it this season. He's got to prove it. So I get it. They're asked the questions. I think they're answering them the right way. You know, but I want someone. If I'm Tua, you know what I'm saying next time I'm out there? I'm saying, listen, you know, I can Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins, whoever asked me the question, I'm going on there and I'm saying, you can ask me the question about the culture change, but you know what? Instead of me telling you, let me show you on the first Sunday. Let me show you that first game against the Bills that the culture here is different. For once, I just want to see this team prove it on the field.
And Rohan, it's like we were talking about earlier with the culture change. Does it have to be physicality? Mm. Like you say, culture change. Okay, guys aren't coming to late meetings late, but you can still get your ass kicked in the trenches. Does it have to come with more physicality? Because you bring up those top teams. The teams of the Commanders and the Lions and the Bills, you bring up all the top teams, the Ravens, they're all butt-kicking physical teams. Is that where the culture has to change?
100%. And, I mean, this was reported this week. I think it was Warren Sharp, like how little the Dolphins have invested in their offensive line the last 6 years. It's funny. Every team that wins a Super Bowl chain, you know this, and next year every team's like, well, we got to play like them. So everyone wants to be the Eagles now, right? Everyone wants to have – you know, the dogs on either side of the line in the trenches. But look, we know you. I heard you guys having the debate. Is Tua top 10? Is he top 12? Is his top 15? No one cared about where Jalen Hurts ranked as a passer when the Eagles were just stomping the Chiefs in the Super Bowl because they could do whatever they want on either side of the ball in the trenches. So to me, that's where it's got to start. They need a physical team. I mean, When was the last time you were confident the Dolphins are picking up a third and one? Like when Lusaka Polite, when it was Lou Polite, that was the last time. And I remember when it stopped too. They played the Ravens in the playoffs and they shut that S down immediately. Okay.
Right. But Rohan, we fixed this though. We fixed this because when the Panthers wrap up their season, Jonah Gadjevich is actually going to sign with the Miami Dolphins and he's just going to throw haymakers on third and one. And open up the line for whoever it is. Julian Hill running up the middle.
The fact that it's like third and two and McDaniel's like, all right, shotgun. It's like, I never want to see that. And I don't blame him.
They'll never know this is coming. Jet sweep with Tyreek Hill. They'll never expect it.
So I just want to see, for once in my life, or I guess once this decade, because we, like I mentioned, Lou Polite, salute to him. Salute to the 2008 Dolphins, still maybe one of my favorite years of being a South Florida sports fan. But I need to just remember the feeling of, you know what, we're going to pick up this third and one, and it's not going to be a life and death struggle to pick up 1 yard. Listen, I do like what they've done on the interior of the offensive line. I like the James Daniels pickup. I think it's Savinea. I still haven't learned his name, but
yeah,
it's just – the thing is, man, they got to prove it. And this is a prove-it year for everyone on that team.
Rohan Nadkarni, I couldn't have said it any better myself. Thank you very much for taking the time once again. Hopefully we can reconnect during the offseason after we figure out what is going to happen with the NBA and the Miami Heat. Again, follow his work. He's in Indiana covering the NBA Finals, and I highly recommend following him on social media during the Finals. He will make you a smarter basketball fan. Rohan, thank you very much.
Appreciate you guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.